This is the BBC.
Thursday's Scott Mills Daily starts now. We meet a fresher in Cardiff who then meets us for a coffee and a roll before our DJ set. I apologise for sweating profusely on students. One of our listeners thinks he's invented the new dab. Do your actual eyes pop out if you sneeze with your eyes open? And Chris picks and chooses what he wants from my will. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. This weekend is our 50th anniversary. Radio 1, 50 years. And we've got a special on Saturday morning with Tony Blackburn, the first ever Radio 1 DJ, and Nick Grimshaw doing the breakfast show together. It's going to be a special moment, Saturday morning. Now, do you remember yesterday? A fresher called Sam rang us and he asked us this.
I thought you might be a bit hungry or thirsty before you set, so I wondered if you wanted to grab a coffee and a roll.
Coffee and a roll, great show. It's something we've been talking about for a while now. Just why would you not have them together? What a perfect combination. Everyone loves a coffee and a roll.
I know one of your friends, Scott, is really into this phrase, coffee and a roll, as well. To the point of obsession.
Yep. And you know what? There we were, doing our freshers gig last night, and Sam actually turned up and we recorded it. Here's the moment.
We're about to meet Coffee and a Roll guy from the show earlier, who's actually turned up with some rolls to Cardiff Uni. Amazing.
Let's see what he's like.
Coffee and a roll? Coffee and a roll?
Coffee and a roll!
He turned up with a plastic carrier bag full of rolls and quite a variety as well.
I'll take you through. So here we got an olive and a cheese one.
You've really gone to town. Thank you very much.
Got some ones here from a Wellop.
Yeah,
very
good, yeah.
Got a long one here.
What I thought was quite rude was that you had one bite of the olive bread and then went, oh, is that olives? And then actually went and spat it in the bin in front of him.
I wasn't listening properly and it tasted a little bit gross. What I loved about this guy, though, is he's a fresher. He's trying to make friends at this uni, but he's turned up to his uni with a bag full of rolls and butter and has kind of separated himself just to come meet us.
It's on our Insta stories from last night. Now, obviously, we didn't have anything to butter the rolls with. He did bring butter, but not really allowed to bring knives into student union nights. Probably not a great idea. So we were just dunking the bread straight into the butter, loving life. Mm. About midnight last night.
I mean, coffee and a roll. The future is coffee and a roll, Scott.
Yeah, if we're coming to your union soon and you want to meet up for an early coffee and a roll before the gig, let us know. I really want to make this a definite thing in the future. Scott Mills. Someone says, and this is fairly menacing to me, I think, do not eat a tuna roll and drink coffee. Just saying. Why? What happens? Do you, like, combust or something?
No, I think it's just not right. Coffee and tuna.
Alice in Portsmouth says, I'm coming to see Sam Smith in the Live Lounge tomorrow. Do you think he'd fancy a coffee and a roll before? I don't think he's going to have time. And also, coffee and roll before vocal performance? No, absolutely not. We've got coffee and a roll guy from last night on, though, Sam. Sam, hi.
Hello, Scott. How you doing?
I'm right. How you feeling?
I'm very good. I had a good night last night.
Yeah, it was really good. Thank you for making the effort to bring the roll. Sorry that Chris spat one in the bin.
It's all right. I didn't take offence. You know, olives aren't everyone's cup of tea.
No. But was it a good moment for you bringing the coffee and rolls? Like, did you go back tell your new fresher mates?
I did, yeah. As I said to you last night, it was weird because I had to say to my mates, the new guys I'm living with, like, I don't usually go to DJ sets with a plastic bag full of rolls and some butter.
Yeah, that's weird, right? Yeah, because you've only just met these people and it's like, who's the weird roll guy carrying them around in a plastic bag? It's like, no, I don't do this all the time, honest.
Exactly. I got hold in a waiting pen before I could be let in for about 20 minutes in the rain. Just people judge a bag of rolls.
So judgy, aren't they, people?
Scott and Chris.
And then you're back at work today?
Back at work today, yeah. Just on my lunch break. It's my first shift.
So what's your new job? I remember you saying a bit about it last night.
Yeah, so I'm a fitness instructor, so I teach spinning and circuits and things like that, so it's good fun.
Yeah, you see, normally I say you can never trust a fitness instructor. Yeah. I'd say you're probably a very untrustworthy guy.
Yeah.
But we did meet you and you brought the coffin roll, so I suppose there's always going
to
be good eggs.
I think, I mean, there are always exceptions to the rule,
always
but generally
exceptions.
We don't trust them on this show. Sam, you probably know that already.
I do, but yeah, if they bring you a roll, it cancels it out. So
don't trust them with your girlfriends or boyfriends. Also, one more thing, I need to apologise, and I find this generally after every gig. If I give you a hug or a high five, can I just apologise for being so sweaty?
It happens, mate. You've had a good night. We've had a good night. I mean, really sweaty down there, actually.
Dua Lipa in there, hotter than hell. It was so hot. But like anyone that I did maybe hug last night or say, yay, I'm sorry. There should be some like kind of like Celebrity Sweat League, because I'd be high up. I'm a sweaty fox.
You are a sweater.
See also Chris Martin and Naughty Boy.
We'll have to see if anyone got nicked, like at the Tiesto gig.
No, I haven't got nicked.
No one will have got nicked. Not our gigs.
Not our gigs. All right, good to speak to you. Thanks for the rolls, mate.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. That was really weird last night. I remember being in the car with you on the way back and we'd woken up to the news that Hugh Hefner had died. That was really strange. It's like when you've just woken up, it's like, what? Okay. But in his honour today, I'm wearing a red silk dressing gown through the show. I'm Scott Mills. Coming up, I've got Route 94 and also Taylor Swift.
I was going to ask.
Amazon.
But why are you wearing that? But yeah, that's
why.
Makes
it's just
sense.
My
Sorry,
homage.
I should have thought.
Okay, we've got a Google game coming up later with Alice Levine. Be nice to see Alice. I wonder if she's bringing a new friend with her. Ooh, new friend, new presenter friend. No, it's just Alice we've got on the Google game.
This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
You know I love getting your emails. It's what life's all about. Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Share with me. You know, like how we talk on the show about stuff that's happened to us all the time? Yours are probably better. That's what I'm after.
Yeah.
Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
We want you to show and we want you to tell.
John's been on and he wants our help with something. He sent an email. Hi, John.
Hello.
All right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, what do you need from us?
Well, I've just, like, come up with something called craning and I want to try and get it out there to try and make it the next new dabbing.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you want to create the new dab. This is the ambition.
Yeah. These things come and they go. Like, do you remember when everyone was into Harlem Shake for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Then it's dabbing. So you're saying that dabbing's going to be on the way out and your new thing's going to be on the way in.
What's your new thing called?
Craning.
Craning. Craning.
Yeah.
Thing is, there will be someone out there who invented the dab who will have earned millions from the dab.
You think?
Must be, yeah. Like, someone created that.
But how can you call that? Because so many people are doing it. Like, who was the first?
So there'll be someone listening right now that will claim to be the first dabber.
Okay. Yeah, let us know.
It's like anything, you know. I think we spoke to someone a while ago who claimed to have invented the phrase lol.
Yeah,
it's
we
like,
did.
You probably didn't.
You probably didn't, but you think you really think you did. Anyway, tell me about craning.
It's not rude, is it?
No, basically, I was out having a meal with my girlfriend for our year anniversary, and I think I had a bit to drink, and then I just put my finger in the air. She's like, what are you doing? She says, you look like a crane. And then all of a sudden, I got my Snapchat and started filming myself doing a crane, and I thought, I'm going to call it craning.
Okay, and how do you... Right, tell me how you do the crane.
So you put your arm in the air.
Yeah. Everyone do this, by the way. Everyone do this if you're not driving. Arm in the air.
Bend your finger at the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then all you got to do is shout, craning.
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 But what you're saying is that action there, you had this incredible moment. You're in the restaurant. You go, do you know what? I'm going to call that craning.
Yeah.
You knew there and then.
So your arm's meant to look like an actual crane, like it's on a building site, is it?
Yeah, like on a building site, yeah, like a crane.
Right. Is this catching on with any of your friends?
Well, you get half. You get a lot of people just looking at me going, that's weird, because obviously I'm not anyone big, so everyone's just thinking I'm weird. But then I've got a lot of people on my Snapchat texting me saying, oh, my God, that's so funny.
Okay, here's the thing I don't get, though, right? Dabbing, obviously, you're doing it for a reason. Why would I crane?
It's just like a new thing. Like, dabbing, like, you could... be walking down the street with your friends and it just gets your friends to have a bit of a laugh and get some poses and some photos.
Or maybe, like, I don't know, you got someone a night out, maybe you fancy them.
Craning.
Craning.
Yeah.
Craning.
Or if you're like a football player, could do a celebration, go to the corner flag and just put his arm in the air and go, craning.
Yeah, I think that's the key. What you want it to become is a celebration.
Just get everyone out there doing it, really.
All right, mate. And how are you trying to get it out there? And are you sure this hasn't been done before?
I don't think it's been done before. I've got a YouTube page at the moment called John Orton Craning. So I forget as many people as I can to go on my page.
And, you're really trying to make this a thing, aren't you?
Craning.
That's, okay. that's incredible.
Well, anyone else, obviously, if you've been a dabber in the past, let us know if craning might be your new thing on 81199 or hit us up on the socials.
Yeah, if you're up for giving this a go, if you think you might be into craning, I'd love to see the pictures.
Could you guys do craning for me?
Yeah.
On your page.
I'll crane for you, mate.
Yeah, we'll crane for you in a bit, all right?
Instagram imminently.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we'll speak to you in a bit. If it catches on, obviously you will get some of the money.
yeah. Okay, craning.
Craning,
craning. Scott
Mills. Lawler's been on from Gloucester. That craning guy definitely needs a coffee and a roll, sharpish.
A few people craning right now as well.
Is it not just putting your hand up like at school?
It is, but with the finger slightly pointing down.
Right. And then, obviously, as we do whenever we talk about anything like this, like the person that said they once invented LOL on the show... This person says, I actually invented the dab myself on holiday in Turkey in 2011 while getting chased by some potential killer bees and swinging my arms around. You didn't, though.
Scott Mills.
I just can't believe how many people are taking credit for the dab.
There's so many. This happens every time.
Or I think it's people saying they accidentally created it, but they didn't know what it was. It's not that they kind of forced it through as a thing.
Some people are saying there's a really old video by Michael Jackson called Smooth Criminal from, like, I don't know, 1987, and they're saying that he does the dab in that.
Right.
So maybe it was him. Then someone's saying it's American rapper Rich the Kid in one of his videos, but he didn't ever mean for it to be a dab. So it could be ages old. Some people are saying it's Migos who did it. But Ben in Portsmouth, it's not you, is it? Come on.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, does remind me of the time that Kay Burley tried to dab live on Sky News, though.
Keep an eye on Tom Watson, who sat next to Jeremy Corbyn. What does he do? He appears to dab as the Labour leader sits down. Dabbing, if you don't know, is an arm and hand dance move used to celebrate something. Tom Watson's spokesperson said there was no reason behind it, describing it as just an impromptu thing. Well, I had a go at it in the last hour.
I don't.
And frankly, lots of you were not impressed by my technique.
Kay,
so
stop.
I'm going to give it another go. You ready?
Ah!
I'm going to do it really quickly. The weather.
And the weather. Newsreaders explaining popular culture is one of my least slash best things in the world.
I'm going to do it really quickly. The weather.
Scott Mills.
So remember, Saturday morning, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary and we've got a pop-up station as well called Radio 1 Vintage on digital radio, and you'll get it on the BBC iPlayer radio app. Loads of old DJs, loads of old shows. It's going to be proper retro and amazing. And we'll kind of, if you've not been with us for that long, make you realise how important Radio 1 is in British culture and has been for 50 years. Katy Perry sounding amazing. The internet, right? You know the internet. It's amazing, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
But it's been particularly good this week. So, do you remember I showed you this video start of the week from the girl that's saying she feels really sexy and then completely stacks it?
Yes, Laura Jane Williams.
It's had so many views, this. I wanted us to recreate it last night when we were in Cardiff, but I forgot. Yeah, so she's just walking along the road. She's like looking to her phone camera and says this.
I feel, this is going to sound really silly, but I feel really sexy. And I think that's just...
And down she goes, like a sack of spuds. So good.
Feel really sexy.
I just feel really sexy.
I feel, this is going to sound really silly, but I feel really sexy.
Okay, bye.
And I think that's just...
Also, she tweeted me earlier in the week going, this is so weird that you're talking about my video. I know, but I love it. You know I love it. Then, last night, the internet exploded because of this. You know when someone you're with has absolutely no filter? Like, everyone's thinking it, but there's only one person normally in our group that would say it. We all know who that is here, producer Mark. Just can't not
say
it.
Very true.
Right, no filter at all. Let me introduce you to an old comedian called Mel Brooks. I don't know if you've seen this clip yet, but it's really going around today. Now, Mel Brooks, massively famous in the 80s, but we all know, right, the subjects on the one show are random. Like, in just one show, you can get, like, they go here, there and everywhere, with loads of different subjects.
Oh, something really serious to something really light about badgers.
So this guy was on last night, Mel Brooks, and he's the first person to actually say what we all think when we're watching the one show. Remember, we've all got that one friend with no filter. Here he is with Alex and Matt on the sofa last night.
Earlier on, we heard the story of Patricia, who contacted us, hoping to find out more about her long-lost father.
What a crazy show.
I know.
We are the classic.
Now we're fine, Patricia.
This is kind of like the sponsor's break. They have to do something serious. And they'll be back to the frivolity of us shortly.
Right. Russell Crowe also is on the sofa going, yeah, it's really weird, this show, isn't it?
Finally, someone has said it.
Right, but he doesn't let it go, Mel Brooks.
Right, let's focus on Patricia now, all right?
Yes. Okay. But this is nuts. I want to...
Think back to Patricia. So, whilst trying to help, we've discovered
Oh, no, because I got to get really serious again.
It was a serious bit, and he's like, this is nuts. Russell Crowe there on the sofa agreeing with him as well. That's mental. Cool. Also, Killers, right, are playing halftime AFL Grand Final. Just had that explained to me what it is. It's called Aussie Rules. It's like the biggest thing in Australia, right? Like Aussie football. So they are playing. They're on to play the halftime at the Grand Final. This guy, Gerard Watley, is a Aussie guy who is a kind of legendary sports commentator there. And he's done Mr. Brightside as football commentary if the Killers can't make
the grand final. This is good.
What a good idea.
Coming out of my cage, and I'm doing just fine. Got to be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed. My stomach is sick and it's all in my head, but she's touching his chest. Now he takes off her dress. Now let me go. I just can't look. It's killing me and taking control. Jealously turning saints into the sea. Swimming through sick lullabies. Choking on your alibis. But it's all the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. Open my eager eyes, cause I'm Mr. Brightside. Yes,
what a legend.
Scott Mills.
Oh, here we go. Someone else that's claimed to have invented the dab back in 2010 in Cavos. He probably didn't.
I think it originated with the Flintstones, maybe. It would have been that. It would have been something like that.
The Flintstones invented the dab?
I think so, yeah. A couple of people suggested that as well. Someone said that Sir David Attenborough invented the dab.
How?
Well, I'm not sure, but the thing is, it's very hard to check, isn't it?
It is hard, yeah. I mean, anyone could kind of claim it as their own, right?
Yabba-dabba-doo and all that, you know?
Right, okay, I've got you.
Scott Mills.
Wow. Everyone is including on themselves on Twitter today saying that they invented the dab, like everyone is saying it.
Yeah.
I invented Denver first with me and my mates in Cavos in 2010. Chloe's just been on saying the dab was invented to stop spreading flu. And she sent this like actual poster.
One.
And it's a guy like putting his arm into his elbow like you do when you're dabbing.
Ah, right, to stop the germs spreading.
Yeah, and it's a sign that says don't spread germs this winter, and the guy is doing a dab and it says destroy all bacteria, D-A-B, dab.
Wow.
Mind blown. Right, I really need to win on bangers today, so help me out, right? 03-700-100-100 if you want to play bangers today.
You're just trying to find the right caller so you don't get five-balled this week and then trousers will be down as the forfeit.
That's never happened so far. I don't want it to happen this week. My tunes are good. Come on, people. It's 3-0 to Chris at the moment.
Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott, the world isn't against you. It's just they're preferring my bangers at the moment.
Feels that way.
We've had this situation before. I know it's 3-0 to me, but we've had a situation before where it's been 4-0 to me. Everyone was expecting your trousers to go down, then someone ruined it. But this week has been potentially the closest I think we can get to that situation happening again.
Hello,
I'm
Joe.
So up for this. Joe?
Joe. Is Joe on? Oh, that's a shame. Okay, it's my one that wins today then. I mean, it's bad if it's 5 to you.
What's the deal with Joe? Is he we're gonna need to get hold of Joe potentially.
Is he there? Joe!
Hello!
What happened?
Hello, Joe.
Where were you? Where are you?
I am in Dorset, sunny Dorset.
Okay, good to speak to you finally. You're 26 and you're a landscaper, right?
I am indeed.
Okay, and are you in the grounds of some posh house right now?
I'm in a rather nice big new build trying to make their garden perfect.
Nice. And is it is it a total mess at the moment?
It was, but the A-team, the professionals come in and now we're just sorting it all out, chucking some slabs, chucking some sleepers down.
Yeah, is Alan Titchmarsh your hero? Is he like the poster boy for you?
Tommy Walsh, I've always been a Tommy Walsh.
Oh, yes, Tommy Walsh.
Hello.
Hey, while you're on, you can't do woodworm, can you?
Oh yeah, can you deal with that?
Oh, we don't deal with that, that's a certain type of professional for that.
Right, it's going to cost you, mate. Chris has got woodworm, not in himself, in his house, but potentially can get it in yourself as well.
Someone texting saying you can catch woodworm, but I don't think that's right.
No, I think your house needs condemning. I think it needs shutting down.
Right, just knock it down, Chris.
Knock down the house.
Yeah, we'll come and sort your garden out for you.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Seriously, though. Yeah.
All right, here's what I've got. You go first. I can't bear it.
No, you go first.
Right, I feel people are doing this just to spite me now, but okay, then here's mine.
No, Joe, come on.
Definite who.
It's good though, it's a good pop song.
It's a good pop song, solid pop.
It is.
Solid pop.
I'd like to hear that very much.
You can have that, or we can make it 4-0. one step closer to the five ball.
Okay, we're now
and the trousers down. But I'm not
our
just
trousers go, our trousers going down if it's 5-0.
If it's 5-0 tomorrow. But Joe, not just that. My banger choice today is epic. It is this. This is Puddle of Mud, and this song is Blurry.
Oh.
It is a who, but what a tune.
Decision made.
I wonder who had more hits, Sugar Babes or Puddle of Mud?
What's that got to do with you? You're trying to change the game.
Oh, you're telling me what you're doing.
Decision's already made. Decision was made after the first note of Puddle of Mud. Come on. I'm sorry, Scott.
4-0.
Right, no, but you're just like, you're so easily led. You're a sheep. That's what you are. Sheep.
4-0. Just let that sink in. Just let the 4-0 sink in.
Right. Yeah, let that
all
sink
you're
in.
Doing is just you're just doing what he says you should do.
Hey, you can't argue with a man with woodworm.
Okay.
He's not a sheep for choosing a good song.
But he's having lamb for tea tonight. Thanks, Joe.
I don't get that.
This is the thing.
Sheep don't eat lamb.
Ooh, angry sheep. It's the thing, you see. People just follow. They're like, oh, he's going to have his trousers down Friday. And then they're like, okay, I'll choose his. Even though it's an inferior song.
The sheep are still going. I don't know if you've noticed.
They're getting angry.
Scott, 4-0. Tomorrow could be 5-0.
Yeah, if you keep telling them that.
You're acting a bit salty. Scott
Mills. Oh, I've just realised. I've actually got some sheep pants, which I'll wear tomorrow if it is that.
Wear whatever pants you like.
Just to prove that a lot of the listeners are sheep.
He'll be pants down and running around the studio. Well, not pants down, but like trousers down.
What would you rather, my sheep one or my Home Alone ones that I got last year from my aunt?
I don't know, let listeners decide. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. It's time for a Google game on Radio 1 with Alice Levine.
Oh, hello.
Where's Dev?
All right.
So you two, is that something you're going to continue, or is it just you're just trying each other out? Or
we're the new duo on the block.
Right.
Everyone's saying we're the new Ruth and Eamon.
It's very exciting.
Thank you.
When are you next on together?
Saturday, actually.
Oh, weekends as well now, is it?
Yeah, this is our rumour start.
Is it designed to help you turn up a bit more at work?
Yeah, basically, because I was never here. They were like, if you feel responsible for somebody else, it's like a buddy system. If you feel responsible for somebody else.
Yeah.
Anyway, good to have you here today.
Yeah,
do I need to...
It.
What?
Yeah, sounds it.
Anyway, oh, great on, to have you here today.
Let's all be nice today. Let's all be friendly.
All right, lovely.
Yeah. Do you want me to explain the Google game? Because normally when I do, I get shot down in flames because like, yeah, okay, we've done it loads.
Go on, just say it.
Okay, so you type the beginning of a question into a search engine, then your search engine will come up with various autocompletes to that question. So for instance, a while ago we typed in, is it normal for friends? And it would come up with things like, to kiss or to hold hands.
Oh, right. So it finishes the sentence.
Yeah. So we've got to find out what we think the most popular answers will be. Ready, guys?
Ready.
Here
Ready.
We go.
What happens if I...
Okay.
What happens if I...
Now, can I start?
Go on.
What actually happens if I sneeze with my eyes open?
Well, you can't, can you? Can you actually do that?
Is it even possible?
Don't they say at school that your eyeballs will pop out?
Well, that's the thing, right? Because I imagine that my eyeballs will spring out of my sockets, but kind of like in a cartoon way.
On a spring, on a kind of full slinky.
Yeah, and they'll be really big and they'll be bloodshot off of cartoons.
And tangled in each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, this is weird, right? I once had an operation on my eye. Don't like to talk about it.
Yes.
That. Somebody said that they put it on your cheek while they're doing it. Is that a thing?
What, the eye on the cheek?
Yeah, is that real?
But hang on, were you like watching the whole time?
No, you're out. You're out.
Because sometimes that happens if they've got to do stuff on your eyes.
No, no.
Well, you have to because your eyes open. Think about it.
Can they pop it out and pop it back in again?
I don't know. Are you saying that you can get your eyeballs out and like hold them in your hands above your head no. and like look around? I can see you. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, if you could turn it round.
If you could take the eye out like a camera and just like look around.
Pop them out there.
Just pop one out and then you can like, I don't know, lean over walls and things, see what's on the other side.
Like a periscope.
Yes.
Yeah, like, be no. amazing. Or you could be in the pool, just one eye.
Okay.
Like, no, listen.
Over the fence. Oh, there he is again.
There'll be people listening now who do work in operating theatres and they will be able to know whether the cheek thing is real. Please tell us it's not, because I don't want my eye on my cheek. Ugh.
So I didn't feel like when I woke up like it had been out for a bit. It felt like it had always been in there.
Can I ask why was it out or don't want to go into it?
Just like spring cleaning.
just popped one out. I've got a medical one then as well. Because I think it does lean itself to medical, doesn't it? What happens if I, and don't know what, how would you Google this, like sit on my arm for a whole day to get the pins and needles right? But is there a point, because I quite like getting myself pins and needles, but is there a point you can go too far and then your arm just never regains?
I enjoy it when the arm goes completely dead, do you?
I quite like the pain that comes with pins and needles. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, that's quite
sometimes
weird.
Sometimes I jam my, when I'm on the train, jam my leg up for a bit and I know it's building up and I think, oh, do you know, I'll give that another 5 minutes and then...
Cook it for another five.
I do it on trains as well.
So, do you like the feeling that it's not your arm?
Yeah.
Well, it just gets a bit fizzy, doesn't it? It just livens things up a bit.
Fizzy!
It's really good. I don't know if it's medically safe. I think for a while it's fine.
So do you put your arm, the dead arm, like over your shoulder and like pat yourself on the shoulder like it's somebody else?
Yeah.
Yeah, give yourself a tickle.
It's really good.
Stop it!
Just try it, honestly.
Stop giving yourself a tickle with your dead arm.
But what I'm saying is, does it get dangerous past a point?
Right.
No one would be Googling that, would they? No.
Please don't book the day off to do that.
No. Come on, we did this for some kind of sponsored thing.
I would give you zero money.
Okay, we'll get to Alice's selection in just a moment on the Google game on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
We're playing the Google game with Alice Levine. Hiya.
Hiya.
So our question today, which we've got to try and find the most popular answers to finish, is what happens if I... Okay, Alice, go.
What happens if I open my neighbour's mail?
Ah.
Now, I've done that by accident before. You know, when somebody used to live in your flat, so you just see that it says flat 22.
Oh, but it doesn't say the name on.
Well, maybe it does, but I didn't read it properly. Oh, and then I tear it open and then I'm like, why is it saying that my dog's due a vet appointment? I don't have a dog.
No, you don't know where they live now.
I don't know.
So what can you do?
Well, hang on. You said your neighbours. So are you opening your neighbour's post?
No, somebody that previously lived occupants. In my flat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I've done that.
Are you opening parcels as well?
Well, if they sound good when you shake them. No, joking. I'm joking. I haven't received parcels, actually.
Here's the thing. I opened post... well, I've been there in years now, right? But it was 4 tickets to Jersey Boys.
And was it definitely for the neighbours?
It's definitely
was it?
For you.
No, it said my address on. But like either someone ordered it was for those you. To me. No, because I wouldn't want to see that. No offence. And I hadn't booked them. But I've lived there years. So why are tickets for Jersey Boys arriving at my house?
Why did you put them on eBay?
But here's the thing, mate. Like, what was the name on the envelope? Was it Scott Mills? Because it means it's for you.
No, just the address. And it nearly gave up my address there, good. why have I got those?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of threat.
Is it?
You know what I mean? Like, the kind of thing you get sent through, like, horse's head sort of thing.
We know you hate musicals, so you're going to Jersey Boys, whether you like it or
Look
not.
Look how menacing it is.
Yeah. Sending you a message. Yeah. But I don't know what the Jersey Boys message would be.
Right.
It is.
I'm just trying to think of some of the songs in there now to think what the meaning it might be. Oh, God, this might be a threat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It could be like a rival DJ or it could be an angry neighbour. I know you struggle with them sometimes.
Okay, here we go. Walk like a man. I mean, that's rude if so.
That's just advice.
Can't take my eyes off you.
Oh, that's nice.
Right, but it could be like a flirty thing.
An admirer.
Why 4 tickets? That would suggest group action.
Right. December 63, oh, what a night.
Did something happen on that particular night that you remember, Scott?
Does that ring a bell? Do you have an alibi for that night?
Okay.
So where are we at with that? What happens if I open my neighbour's post by accident? What are you saying? Is it a kind of criminal offence?
I quite like that one.
I think it's frowned upon, definitely. I think it's probably illegal if you're opening other people's posts. But if you didn't know.
There's a lot of things that are on the line of criminal or just frowned upon.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, what if I wear in a policeman's helmet and I'm pregnant?
No. It's a good one, that, though.
Is reading 50 Shades of Grey, for example, allowed on the train?
Yeah, I don't like it, but it's probably not illegal.
How have you not read it yet?
That's what I mean. It's a grey area.
Yeah, loads of shades of grey, famously.
Okay, right, let's make a decision, guys. So we've got what happens if I sneeze with my eyes open? Like, can you do it? And do they in a comedy way? What happens if I sit on my arm for a whole day? What if I accidentally open someone else's post? From those, what's our favourite?
I think the eye thing's a good one. I think a lot of people Google that.
I like that too, because it's also the noise that I think of when you see someone sexy. And whang! Don't they pop out your head then as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when someone's so fit that your eyes pop out. Who's that over there? Well, wait a second.
Is it that one, or is it more... That one, isn't it?
Oh, that one's fit, yeah.
I don't think one of mine's ever been chosen as the one that we're going for before, has it?
Well, let's do it.
Okay. So are we going for that one, guys?
Keen.
Okay, what happens if I sneeze with my eyes open? That's what we're going for. Is that one of the most popular answers?
What happens if I don't vote? Block someone on Facebook. Die without a will. Miss my flight. Get caught speeding.
Well, thanks for choosing mine. That went well.
I'm surprised at that. I would have thought yours would be in there. Interesting one about the will. I've not got a will. Have you, Alice?
No, should I have?
Scott, you have
one? You should always have a will, guys.
Have you got a will? Am I in it?
I presume you're leaving everything to each other.
Yeah. What do I get? This is a really interesting question, actually.
You get the show.
What am I getting? Yeah. Do I get the show?
Well, I can't write that in my will. That's not my will. That's not my decision.
Not what the paper it's written on.
No, but it's your will, isn't it? It's like, put it in the will and then it has to happen.
I can't decide that. Like,
put it in the will.
If I was to go tomorrow, if I was to pass...
We'd be sad, surely.
But you can't have the show.
We'd still play the Google game.
It's not technically mine.
I think if you put it in the will, it would be disrespectful for them to not carry on with what you wanted.
It was what he would have wanted.
Okay, consider it done.
Get it in the will.
You're on.
Maybe now he's going to try and bump you off.
Let's discuss your will later on,
sure.
I think.
Okay.
Interesting.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's right. Thanks so much, Alice.
Thanks. Always, thanks. BBC.
Radio 1. Emma in Leeds says, how is Alice Levine not my best mate yet? I know, she is great at the Google game. Well, she's great generally.
Really got me thinking on this will thing, though.
Yeah, no. Anyway, back to this. Paul says, where was the top answer, light my fart? Surely that's in there. What happens if I light my fart? Don't try that, because I've seen some awful videos. Don't do it. Terrible.
I thought that was just a comedy thing anyway.
I don't think it is. I think it could actually hurt you. Don't do it.
Okay, fine.
What are you saying?
Well, the will. Yeah, yeah.
Back to the will again, yeah?
Yeah, no, just interesting that you've got a will. And
you have to, don't you?
Oh, I don't know if you do, but I'm interested to know if I'm in it, obviously.
They advise you to. To be fair, I've only done it recently.
So so for me, the show would be good.
Okay, so this is what you want, is it?
Yeah.
Right, well, I said I can't hand that over to you. That's the responsibility of the Radio 1 controller here.
So it's not actually your show.
It is my show, but
it's not.
Okay, I'll put it in the will. So let's see what happens.
And
maybe you can have it for like three. I'll put like can have the Scott Mills show for 3 weeks.
Can I have your car?
Yeah.
Although that's on a finance deal, isn't it?
That's on finance. So you can definitely have that as long as you pay off the payments.
Actually, no, I don't want that.
What about if I was to pass suddenly and you could have the Scott Mills bridge?
Awesome.
Once again, not technically mine. Is there anything else that you can think of that you would like? This is a really weird conversation. I'm not sure I'm enjoying it. Anything else I've got that you would want?
I'm sure there is. Just need to give it some thought.
Okay. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of stuff in my house you would not want.
Just
give it a thought of, like, what the things you would actually like. Because I'd be prepared to give you a portion. Scott Mills. Now, everyone has a mate like the one I'm about to talk about. I reckon a lot of you will be able to relate to this. So me and Chris met some mutual friends last night for a little bit of dinner in Cardiff. Lovely, actually. Although you had mac and cheese on a Wednesday, you dirty...
And I had a little bit of steak.
A little bit of steak.
A little bit of steak.
Someone's doing well. And an onion loaf, that was new.
They had it all.
You did. Anyway, so we're in Cardiff and there's about seven of us at the table and we were just chatting about nights out that we'd had and DJing and stuff. And I was doing this story to like the whole table about how I once, this is ages ago, got stuck in an airlock in this club in Inverness where I was DJing. And it was awkward because it was the time I was supposed to be DJing, but I'd gone outside for a bit. And this was a kind of like weird airlock connecting the back door of the club to where you could get back into the club again. But a massive airlock. Didn't take my phone with me because I think I just popped out to the loo or something. And then I'm there going like, hello?
Hello, someone let me out. I'm supposed to be DJing now. And this went on for about 15 minutes. The resident DJ's like, where's he gone? I'm just stuck in the airlock. So I tell this whole story. Everyone laughs politely. And then across the other side of the table, my friend goes, it's like that time you got stuck in the airlock in Inverness. And I'm like, why are you not listening?
They literally just done this story.
Yeah, but also, we did call him out on it. So it's like, yeah, good one, Neil. We've just done that story.
Yeah.
But there is always someone in your group that wasn't listening.
And I think he must have heard the story because he wasn't on his phone or anything. That's what was really odd about it. He must have just zoned out. And so he's obviously heard this story, but kind of it's just brought it back up in his brain. And he thinks he's recycling it for something new, even though it's literally just been said.
But so I've told it, but then he does it like it's a brand new story. It's like that time you got stuck in the airlock in Inverness, Scott.
Yeah.
Silence. It's kind of like one of those kind of, is there an echo in here sort of awkwardness?
Mm.
And I reckon loads of people will have this.
Scott Mills.
So we're just saying about when someone does a story in a group and then another person repeats it straight away, the same story you've just told. See, there's two things you can do in that situation. Either everyone around the table could pretend they hadn't heard the original person tell it and go, and laugh. Or you go, yeah, that's what he just said, you idiot. Which is what we did.
And it kind of depends on the situation that you're in as well.
It's really awkward. Scott says, my husband Dave does this all the time. Our group of friends now just call him. Yeah, all right, Dave.
I like that that's his only contribution, the echo.
Tom from King's Lynn says, I have this exact problem with all three of my friends. I'll have like a whole conversation with them. Then they have the exact same conversation amongst themselves, literally seconds afterwards. Seems to happen a lot.
Scott Mills.
The Teen Award.
This next tune has been Tune of the Week for Adele Roberts and the Early Mornings and also Clara on her...
This is...
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If I'm still alive, that is.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.